Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic is Trump in prison, a planned new world order, and revival in Iran. Okay, first of all, yes, it is still summertime, and yes, we still need your support. As a matter of fact, about 10 days ago, we almost hit red in our checking account. So it's always slow in the summertime. I've tried not to ask you for any help. It's been a long time since I've asked, and our bank account shows it. So if God has blessed you, if you believe in Prophecy Club, what we're trying to do, and God has blessed you and you're able to help, now would be a really good time. I'd really appreciate it. Okay, so first, we're going to talk about Trump possibly being in jail. Now, yesterday's program, we were talking about what is the serious event, as Chris Reed said, is coming. What is the serious event? And then we have several other people that say that there's going to be massive arrests, military tribunals. What could cause that? Okay, so first article. Andrew McCarthy says, prepare for Trump to be sentenced to prison on September the 18th, as in about 30 days from now. So Judge Juan Merchan has again denied former President Trump's motion that the judge recuse himself. The judge has signaled that, come hell or high water, he intends to sentence Trump on September the 18th. Okay, now, it's about to say, well, but they probably wouldn't put him in jail over it. Don't count on it. Look, they are after Trump. It's not the first time they tried to put him in the jail. They've tried many times, but now they've got him in a position, in my opinion, that if they want to, if they don't have a good heart about them, they could put Trump in jail. Now, I know the Secret Service has made plans saying we can protect him even if he goes to jail. I suspect that that's probably going to happen. That could be the serious event that causes utter chaos, as Chris said was coming. It could be that they're just evil enough to put him in jail over basically nothing. And then what happens? Maybe that's when he says, all right, I've had enough. So what if he really did sign the, I think you call it Insurrection Act or something like that, I don't know, some some law giving the military charge of the nation. So what if he really did, the rumor goes. And what if the military at that point comes in and says, we've had enough, we're going to take over, and all of a sudden, massive arrests start on about or around September 18th. It's going to be 2 days after early voting begins in Pennsylvania. The Trump defense team has been trying to stave off this sentencing, and the lawyers have what, in a normal case, would be real ammunition to get him out. But the Dems aren't looking for justice. They're not looking for to follow the Constitution or following precedent or following laws. They're looking to take out Trump. Look it. If they will shoot him in the ear, they will put him in jail. Okay? So on July 1, the U.S. Supreme Court held that presidents, including former presidents, are A, presumptively immune from criminal prosecution for official acts taken as president, and B, absolutely immune if the official acts are core constitutional duties of the chief executive. It goes on to say that means prosecutors are not just barred from allegedly official presidential acts as crimes, they are further prohibited from even using such acts as proof offered to establish other crimes. What's that saying? It's saying that basically Merchan has no case. Basically, he's got to let him go. But they've been after Trump since he came down the escalator. If it's not Russia, spying on his case. So would they put him in jail? I think that Andrew McCarthy is saying, no, they wouldn't do that. Oh, yes, they would. And that may be what is going to cause the chaos. Merchan has already decided that he will deny Trump's immunity in that motion. There is, moreover, a high likelihood that he will impose, look carefully, will impose a prison sentence against Trump right after that. However, he says Merchan has had weeks to mull over the Supreme Court's immunity decision, and what is basically saying he really If he wasn't going to do anything, Trump really should have just dismissed the case at this point. But not only has he not dismissed the case, he has also not dropped the gag order. So understand, these are evil people that will take out Trump any way they can, including a bullet. So if they'll use a bullet, will they use jail? Yes, they will. He told the parties to get ready for sentencing anyway. Obviously, if Mershon had any intention of vacating the verdicts or recusing himself, he would not have stuck to the sentencing date. So he's planning on putting him in jail. Now, is Trump going to go in jail, or is Trump going to call the military to help him? I suspect that Mershon will rationalize that A, Trump was not charged based upon official presidential acts, and B, would have been convicted even if Bragg's prosecutors had not introduced arguably immunity evidence. In other words, it doesn't make any difference what the law is. It doesn't make any difference what the Constitution is. It doesn't make any difference. It might be overturned later. Mershon, my guess is, will put him in jail and will not let him appeal and stay out until the... I don't know how that's going to work. I mean, I'm not a lawyer or anything. But could that be the serious event that brings chaos? It certainly could. Mershon made so many outrageous rulings in the case that it would be foolish to expect him to change course now. I agree. And I think that there's, I'll say, a 51% chance that he'll say Trump goes to jail. Trump makes a phone call and says, do it. I'm fed up with this. Do it. I'm not going to jail. He's not going to jail. But maybe a whole bunch of bad guys are. In fact, the article says, my own view is that, even more than the Supreme Court's immunity decision, another of its late-term rulings will bolster Trump's eventual appeal. Erlinger versus United States says, there the court reaffirmed that in criminal cases, important proof elements affecting the potential sentence must be found unanimously. Well, that didn't happen. So again, they're not following the law. The New York prosecution of Trump was politics, not justice. That's why we call it lawfare. It's not like Mershon is actually going to put Trump in prison. Oh, yes, he is. It is virtually certain that Trump will get bail pending appeal. Yes, in normal people, normal circumstances. But look, these people believe that if Trump gets in, he's going to arrest them. And I kind of believe he will. So if they're saying it's either me arrested or Trump arrested, what are they going to say? They're going to say arrest him. They're going to say put him in jail. Don't care what the law says. Don't care what the Constitution says. Put him in jail. Now, as for the confirmation, April 2, 2021, I've read this many times. So Jack Rigney had a dream. And unfortunately, there's two other people that have had similar dreams. Maybe it's three other people. I saw an armored battalion of tanks, Humvees with roof-mounted machine guns, and armored personnel carriers with cannons go to the Capitol, the Supreme Court, and the White House. They went in and disarmed all of the police and the guards, brought them outside. Then the military took control of the nation to arrest the evildoers. I think there's a total of four people that have had basically the same warning. Now, again, I just read this, a day or two ago, so I'm not going to read the whole thing. But this is Chris Reed. He's saying something starts in April. Well, that was probably talking about the New York trial. And it's going to be some serious event, cause absolute chaos, affects the elections in November. How much more direct can you get? Okay. It started in April. That's the New York trial, okay? It's going to cause absolute chaos having to do with the elections in November. Now, has God told me that Trump's going to be put in jail? No. But it may be the threat gets Trump to make a phone call to his buddies in the military, just guessing. And all of a sudden they say, I've had enough. This event right before the election caused a major division of America right before and during the election time. It's got to be something to do with the election. So my guess is we've got at least a 51% chance that they're going to put Trump in jail, and he's going to say, I'm not going to jail. And I'm going to skip the first part here. Look at the bottom here. America had a huge awakening of awareness of evil and corruption going on in America. What is that? That's massive arrest. It seemed like most of the chaos ended by around July 2025. That's the good news. The baby new nation of America is being born around January 2025. Remember, Vicki Goforth Parnell had, she said she had the angel Gabriel. You know, you can't lie about that sort of stuff and live too long. The angel Gabriel came to her, handed her a document, which is the death certificate of the all capital United States of America. She signed it, meaning a flesh and blood person on the earth agreed, there were supposedly others, agreed with the death of the all-capital United States of America, which brings in the new Republic of the United States. And it says it happens in January 2025. Does that sound like the elections? It does to me. About the time of the inauguration, this baby was born. In other words, a new nation. And I don't know how that's going to work. I don't know. I'm going to skip on. Dramatic event triggers chaos before the election, so I don't know what the series event, I don't know what it is, but I can tell you that putting Trump in jail is high on the list. I'm not going to read the whole thing here, just read this too. This is Jason Meeks, and this is saying he saw a financial change come in, then Trump was assuming control, evil bosses arrested, and then suitcase nukes went off. We read that, so I'll keep moving. Just read this the other day, too. Timothy Dixon saw he's back. President Donald J. Trump is back. Okay, I haven't counted up, but I'm going to say I probably got 8 to 10 prophecies saying the same thing. Here's another one. The new Republic of America is coming this November. Here's another one. I didn't read this the other day for fear of I was getting taken off. I can't read it. I can't read it. You got to read it. But when they start rounding up these people from some of these indictments, there could be civil unrest. Rounding guys up. Military-style tribunals. Trump is getting his team in place where they can go after these people and prosecute them because they're going to be military-style tribunals. Now let's go to the next topic. So God put in their hearts to form a world government. See, we prophecy students know a world government is coming, but we tend to think, oh, it's the bad guys. Actually, no, it's God behind. I'll show you scripture in just a second. So this is August 15th, 1871, through the years I've covered this many times. Anyway, the following is a letter. The speculation claimed that Albert Pike wrote to Giuseppe Mazzini in 1871 about a dream he'd had. This version doesn't say, but that's what happened. That three world wars would be needed in order to bring in a new world order. First one would be the czars in Russia and making of a country a fortress of atheistic communism. And after the First World War, that's exactly what happened. For 600 years, I went through I guess you call it a museum, about the history of Russia. I saw all about the history of Russia. For 600 years, Russia was a Christian nation until they were overthrown. That's exactly what they're saying. What it planned in 1871 came to pass. Agents of the Illuminati between the British and Germanic empires will be used to foment this war. At the end of the war, communism will be built and used in order to destroy other governments in order to weaken the religion, specifically America. It goes on to say the Second World War is going to be between the fascists, that would be Germany, and the political Zionists, that would be Israel. Nazism is destroyed, and political Zionism is made strong enough to institute a sovereign state of Israel, and that is when, as a result of this, they formed the state of Israel in Palestine. Now, I know a lot of people say, yeah, well, that was formed by the evil people, the Moloch. Yeah, it was. Why? Well, partly because God said they had to, because God had prophesied it. But their thought is, well, how do we, if we want to kill all of the Jews, What we have to do is gather them up from around the world. In order to do that, they need to have a land to go to. Let's make Israel, and then let's gather all of the Israelis, all the Jews from around the world, to Israel, and that's where we can gather them together and kill them all. Of course, it's called Armageddon, and that's when Jesus returns to destroy them. And then the Third World War, this is the one that's coming. See, if you want to know their plans here, here it is. Foaming about taking advantage of the differences between the agents of Zionists, that would be Israel, and leaders of the Islamic world. It's, well, according to the prophecy, is not the beast from the waters is not just Islam, has the mouth of a lion, the feet of a bear, so it's actually three. But nevertheless, that's still their goal, to destroy Israel. That's basically what they're saying. Many of the nations once divided on this issue will be constrained to fight. Now, this is important. To fight to complete physical, moral, spiritual, and economical exhaustion. We shall unleash the nihilists and atheists. What's a nihilist? A nihilist simply doesn't believe that there's any kind of a God. Okay. Likewise, an atheist, we shall provide or provoke a formidable social cataclysm. Well, that's what they're trying to do with the race wars and all sorts of things. They're trying to bring racial war, okay, social cataclysm. In all its horror shall show clearly the nations the effect of absolute atheism. Wait a minute. You mean the evil wants to bring in an atheist world government just to show everybody that they can't have an atheist world government? That's correct. Because the world, the Moloch does not want an atheist world government. What? Wait a minute. On the back of the dollar bill, it says Novus Ordo Seclorum, which means a new order secular. Aside from what the internet says, that's not what it means. It means new order secular, means a new world without God. Why? Because before you can bring in the Antichrist, you got to get rid of the old biblical-based order. Does that make sense? You have, if it's not broken, don't fix it. So what they have to do is first break the old biblical-based foundation that we've lived under for 2,000 years. And then they bring in a no-God world government. And then they introduce the Antichrist. Does that make sense? That's what they're saying. And that's exactly what they're planning. Now, here's the interesting part. Then everywhere, citizens obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude disillusioned with Christianity. What? Who would be disillusioned with Christianity? I mean, Christianity is the best religion. Christianity is the truth. Why would anybody be disillusioned with Christianity? Well, obviously there's something going on in Christianity that doesn't happen, at least not the way they thought, and causes them to walk away from Christianity. What could that be? Maybe they think Jesus is coming in the sky to protect them so they don't have to go through any trouble, and then he doesn't, and they go through the trouble, and so they walk away. The multitude disillusioned with Christianity, whose deistic spirits will, from that moment, without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal. In other words, I'm done with this Jesus stuff. I'm done with Christianity. Jesus lied to me. My pastor lied to me. There's no rapture. So they walk away, okay, for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into the public view. There's your Antichrist, which tells me we're still not as close as sometimes we think we are. We still haven't seen, in those days shall men seek death and shall not find it, and shall desire to die, and death shall flee from them. We haven't seen that. We have not seen the third beast, Islam, which is four nations with four leaders, rise. We have not seen the caliphate rise. So if you don't have the third beast, you can't have the fourth beast, which is world government. We don't have a world government yet. So we're not as close. That's the reason I know a lot of people, I've got three people say, we're in the tribulation. I'm not ready to say we're in the tribulation yet. I got to see the third beast before I can see the fourth beast. All right, now let's read the last sentence. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. What? Wait a minute. I understand why Moloch and Baal wants to destroy Christianity, but why would they want to destroy atheism too? Because they don't want people to believe in Jesus, and they don't want people to not believe that there's a God. They want people to accept their man, their Antichrist guy, as God. That's the objective. Now let's go on. Now from the scriptures, where it says that God put in their heart to form a world government. And the ten horns, that's the ten global regions, or the globe divided into ten global regions. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings, which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings 1 hour or 1 7-year period with the beast. These have one mind and shall give their power and strength unto the beast. They turn over all of the military, all of the wealth, all of their weapons, all of the nuclear, everything. They give it all to the Antichrist. These shall make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is Lord of, that's Armageddon, Lord of lords, King of kings, and they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Why do I say it? It would take me a minute to explain that, but I'll say it real quickly. Who is those that are called, chosen, and faithful that are with him? That's when we come from the marriage supper of the Lamb, about 4 months before Armageddon. Now let's go to the next verse. For God hath put in their hearts to fulfill his will, and to agree, and to give their kingdom unto the beast. Meaning, God put in the hearts of the evil world rulers to form a world government so that the Antichrist can be at the head of it. Why? Because he's going to gather them all down to the Valley of Jezreel, all attacking Israel, where he returns and, whoom, in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, with the morning star, destroys them all. They fall to the ground, a pile of ashes and bones. Now let's go on to the next and final topic. Jesus, revival in Iran. So this comes to us from CBN News, Iran's Jesus Revolution. Mosques close as 1 million Muslims accept Christ. An unprecedented number of Muslims are choosing to follow Christ, especially in Iran, as people search for a better life. Iranians are growing tired of the Ayatollahs and the nation led by empty promises of their Islamic theocracy. An anonymous internal poll found that 80% now prefer a democratic government, and many are leaving Islam. You have a country with one of the highest drug addiction rates in the world. Corruption runs rampant. Half the people live below the poverty line. And the people of Iran are saying, if this is what Islam has brought us in the last 45 years, we're not interested. We want to know what other options are available. Next article. Iranian Muslim sees Jesus in a vision, abandons Islam for Christianity. Actually, we've heard this has happened a lot. Matter of fact, this is what happened to Pastor Masih. Jesus, he was a Christian in a Muslim country in Pakistan, and Jesus came to him that night and spoke to him, and he consequently led 45,000 Muslims in Pakistan to the Lord, started like 30,000 churches or something. I mean, he's like the Billy Graham of Leslie, and I go on tours with him. He's got a miracles ministry. Let's go ahead and read it. An ex-Muslim from Tehran, Iran, who immigrated to the United States as a child, recently revealed how a vision of Jesus led her out of the life of chaos and pain into a relationship with Jesus. After immigrating to America, Nikita started dabbling at a very young age in alcohol and cigarettes. She found herself getting involved in New Age practices as crystals, experiencing suicidal thoughts and emotional pain along the way. The pitiful point came from Nikita when her mom convinced her and her sister to go to Iran one summer. And with the mom believing the trip would help her daughter's ailing heart, she told the Christian Post that she saw a vision of Jesus while lying down in a bedroom at her aunt's home in Iran. In it, Jesus had dark, long hair, donned a blue robe, and he was inside a church with a stained glass window. He looked at me and he communicated to me, "Follow me," Nikita said. I couldn't audibly hear him say, "Follow me," but I know that he did. Nikita searched for images of Jesus on the internet and guess what? Found one that looked exactly like what she saw. So She dove into the Christian faith and was baptized. Her family wasn't elated over a decision. Some members questioned why she would leave Islam. She is now married to the aforementioned Christian boyfriend and has a child. So we look forward to a lot of the good times coming too. Speaking of good times, Revelation 5:9 says, "Thou art worthy to take the book," talking about Jesus, "and open the seals there, because thou wast slain, as redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, tongue, people, and nation." So everybody on earth is going to have, every nation, kindred, people, and tongue, will have someone in eternity. Revelation 14:6. "I saw another angel flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel." I believe that this happens probably the day or two just before we go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, about 4 months before Armageddon. The angel flies through the midst of heaven. I believe every ear hears it. Probably every eye will see this angel flying through the midst of heaven. He has the everlasting gospel to preach to every nation, kindred, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, "Fear God and give glory in him, for the hour of his judgment has come. Worship him who made heaven and earth and the seas and the fountains of waters." And there will be a lot of people that at that last moment get saved. And that's their last opportunity if they want to go to the marriage supper of the Lamb. Now, it's another thing. I know a lot of people teach, well, you know, if you've received Jesus, you are his bride. No. If you don't go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, if you didn't go to the marriage, how are you his bride? Right? Got to go to the marriage to be the bride. Some were not ready. That's the reason it says, and their works do follow them. So even though they didn't go to the marriage supper of the Lamb, their works follow them, but they're not the bride of Christ. Okay, so accept Jesus. And if you can help us with a financial gift, now would be a really good time. If you don't want to lose your life's savings, if you have an IRA or a 401k, the thing to do is call 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. These folks are Christians, and they specialize in helping people not lose their life savings in the event of a stock market crash and things like that. Look, most of the 401ks, most of the IRAs are in paper, backed by paper, and as Lindsey Williams says, if it's in paper, it's worth the paper it's written on. You can lose it all. 1-800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. Hey, give them a call. Doesn't hurt. Doesn't cost you anything. See if they can give you some good advice. In 2021, I started making bread. And long story short is I believe God showed me that wheat is God's famine food, just like it was famine food back in the 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine, days of Pharaoh and Joseph. And I believe that that's what God has planned to feed his people. And you get it by going to josephskitchen.com. Three steps. First, you want to get a machine package. Second, you want to order 6 ingredients and watch some videos, download the recipes to be able to make the bread. josephskitchen.com. Most of your long-time storage food, emergency food, all of that, typically are talking $9,000, $10,000 to feed one person for a year. Joseph Kitchen can show you how to do it for around $1,000 a person, and your kids will actually eat it, and it's actually good for you. Here's some bread that I made. In my case, I lost weight, lowered my blood pressure, gives me more energy. I eat a morning slice in the morning, slice in the afternoon, and always a slice before I go play racquetball. Go check it out. josephskitchen.com. And right now, Joseph Kitchen has a summer blowout going on. They're offering red wheat at half price. Basically, buy one pail, get one pail free. Buy one pail, get one pail free of red wheat. josephskitchen.com.